Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And, Coach, your team gave them fits despite not getting many shots on net. Sure made things interesting there in that third period when you tied it up. But a team like Ohio State, you got to get those shots on net, don't you?
Well, it certainly helped. Yeah, certainly helped to spend more time in their zone. But they're a very good team. They're very strong, and you can see why, you know, Sophie Jakes is the reigning player of the year. I mean, she's defensive player of the year. You know what? She scored four goals. So, but yeah, we were, you know, and Kenny, we talk about getting pucks to the net all the time, and sure enough, she. You know, great play by Rayleigh and Mac, and she gets the puck. Then I think it went off one of their players, but you know, all of a sudden it's a 2-2 game, and you know, you look up and it's 40-8 shots, and it's 2-2. But hey, we have a chance. So unfortunately, the penalty, you know, was a tough one to take at the time, and almost had it killed off, and you know, they were able to get one. So you know, then tack went on. So that was the game.
You get 45 saves out of Hannah Hogenson. At some point, you wish that she could get a win out of that performance, but she certainly kept your team in this hockey game today.
Absolutely. Hannah was outstanding. Outstanding. It's, she has been every time she's played. She's given us a chance every single game we've played, and you can't ask anything more of your goalie. And it's the frustrating thing is, again, their winning goal was scored with – our own players screening her. That's about the fifth time now that's happened. And, you know, I know our players are trying. They're battling. And I would just say, if you're going to stand there, you got to block the shot. I mean, that's the bottom line. So if Hannah sees it, she's probably going to stop it. But when she can't see it, it just makes it that much tougher. And that was frustrating. But, you know, again, credit them too.
That goal by Geno Hendrickson, your team finally finds a way to score on a odd man rush. You got to be happy about how that play all erupted. I mean, McKenna Deering with a beautiful pass, and then Watkins was, you know, alongside Geno there, and it, you know, instead of passing it, Geno took the shot. It was just perfect.
It was. That line was really good for us. That line was really good for us. Geno just about scored on her next shift. And I thought, you know, they got caught a few times third period in defensive zone. You know, one of the things you just can't do against this team is try to stick handle in your own zone. That happened a few times with that line, but otherwise I thought they were really good. It was fun to see Geno get rewarded, and yeah, it was fun to see her score. Definitely lifted the bench.
Well, and Kendra Fortin with her first career goal, always important to get those first career goals out of the way. And after that, she looked like she had a little extra jump in her step, but a little bit of a confidence booster for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, no question. It's always special when you get that first one. And Kenny can shoot it. There's no question. We encourage her all the time, get pucks to the net. So, again, fun to see her get rewarded as well.
Well, a quick turnaround for your team. What is this week of practice going to look like? Obviously, you play today, you leave on a bus Wednesday morning.
Yeah, just, you know, unfortunately, the way the schedule worked out, you know, unfortunate that, you know, we got stuck playing these three teams, you know, back to back to back. But because of the event here at the Sanford Center, we had to go to Saturday, Sunday, and I think it's Wisconsin's homecoming. So that's why it's Thursday, Friday. But you know what? It is what it is. So we're gonna be really intentional. You know, obviously, we'll take tomorrow off. Probably just have a light skate Tuesday. We'll have an early morning skate Wednesday and jump on the bus and head to Madison.
Coach, we'll see you on that bus.
Sounds good, Kelly. Thanks.
Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Yep, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.